New York State is one of the top five craft beer producers in the U.S., and Senator Charles Schumer is working to support what he says is one of the fastest growing industries in upstate New York.
We now have about, I think, 130
Yes.
brew pubs throughout. They not only create a product, craft beer, which is extremely popular, but they're often accompanied by restaurants that increase tourism, increase income, and increase jobs.
Standing on the deck of the Lake Placid Pub and Brewery overlooking Mirror Lake, Senator Schumer said he is introducing the Small Brew, Brewer Reinvestment and Expanding Workforce Act.
Our smaller breweries that make less than 6 million barrels per year, they have to pay an excise tax of about $7 a barrel. We want to cut that in half. Our brew pub owners put it back into the brewery. So it's not only savings money, but it creates jobs and allows the brewery to expand.
Schumer introduced the legislation after a tour of the Lake Placid Pub and Brewery, a craft brewery that has been in business for 17 years.
How many varieties of beer do you brew now? We brew six different varieties of beer on tap at a time. So this is a seven-barrel brew house, so we make 217 barrels at a pop.
The Lake Placid Brewery is one of the largest in New York, producing 1,200 barrels, or 300,000 pints, annually. It employs 70 people, and the beer is distributed in 9 states. The company has won national, international, and state awards, including being named Best Brewery in New York twice and Best in the Hudson Valley 4 times. Proprietor and brewmaster Chris Erickson, who is on the board of the New York State Brewers Association, says this is the second time such legislation has been introduced.
It's a question of where can we put this as part of a larger piece of legislation to get it passed. It has bipartisan support. I don't think anyone thinks it's a really bad idea. Everyone is behind it. It just needs to get the vehicle in order for it to happen.
Schumer cited a Harvard study that predicts increased economic activity of $153 million in the small brewery industry nationwide if the cut in the excise tax is passed. The study indicates that each dollar saved from the cut would generate nearly $11 in economic activity. Erickson says that reflects what he expects to happen in his business.
I pay about $8,000 a year in excise tax now. So this legislation would cut that down to $4,000. $8,000 in savings over 2 years means that I can buy a new brewing tank. And if I buy a new brewing tank, I can brew one more time a week. I may have to hire another person. And if I sell a new brew a week, that's over $30,000 in state sales tax that I would pay. So this is a very small cut to the federal government's budget and immediately pays back returns both to the federal government. Within 3 years, I'll be paying more if it gets passed because of the capacity increase.
Fellow Democrat Congressman Bill Owens, who accompanied Senator Schumer on the tour, is introducing companion legislation in the House. From Lake Placid, Schumer continued on to McAdam Farms in Chateauguay to promote upstate cheese production. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.